Rabbi Kiva Eimer, no. Ein la rechayv, if it doesn't have any main place now, you know what? Oysum la rechayv, knock down some buildings and make a main meeting place there. But my let's look at what's the machoikis. Masava rechayvim ikor mash. The pasuk says altech rechayvim. It was altech rechayv. It means it was there already before. Or masava. Rabbi Kiva, no. Rechayv hatanami mashma. Even a rechayv you make now is also enough. Therefore, we knock down the buildings now and make a rechayv. The Mishnah says, "Vagdeisha shebo yiftun." That if you had hegdish inside the center of Hashem there, so for korban, even after showing to Hashem does not like such a korban, we have to let it die. Kotche vedek abayis, it's an animal that does not kedushas mizbeach. It's only meant to be sold and the money to be given over. Yiftu, sure, you can go and sell it, and the money is given to hegdish. Since it's shlal shemayim, it's not burnt. What about the trumah? If there's trumah in the city, yikavu. We do not burn it because it has kedusha, but if you cannot eat it, you have to let it rot away. Rabbi Shahem to the pasuk says, "Tanoi behemas bechor amaisa." So if you have a bechor not burnt, sin negishes, but eat it. Shemlo, hegdish. If you hegdish, then money of maisa money is use it. If there's kachim in the city, so he has it. So locher is kachim is bech. If it's a korban say oila or korban chatis that's supposed to be brought for korban, yemusu. We say we have to let it die. Does we starve it till it dies? Question is, Yamayamusu, why do we starve and let it die? Yiro, let it pasture in the fields. Achi is starved until the mim will come on it. The Yamachu, and then let's sell it. And with the money, the Yipni demand of the Dava. Like, really, it's not turning Sreifa, because it's called Shalal Shemayim. It's not Shlolo. So if it's not also Banor, so to bring the korban itself, that everybody agrees. The Pesach says, Zevach Hashem Tuweza. Hashem does not want a korban of this Russia. The question is true, don't bring it itself, but sell it, and the money bring in the dover. So Rabbi Yechon says, still, the pasuk says, Zevach Hashem Tueva, means anything that comes out of this korban Hashem does not like. Even the money that would come out of it, Hashem does not want you to bring it from the dover. Therefore, there's no way to get out of this animal but let it die. Rish Lakish Shama no, Momen Bailamu. Listen, the money belongs to the Bailam. When we pay to it, it's not the Russia's money anymore. It's money, true, it came out of the korban, but now it's from the Bailamu. So why can't we redeem it? So therefore he answers, Rocha b'kodshim shechayah b'achrusin. Right. We're talking about a case where the owner of the Russia still owns this korban. Rocha b'kodshim shechayah b'achrusin. In a case when it was makdish, this korban owed him, he took responsibility that if it gets lost, something happens, he has to bring another one. So what? But right now it's kachim. For Rabbi Shimon, he goes according to Rabbi Shimon Shita. The yoma moment bailamu, it belongs to the owner. Since you have an achrayis, that's why it has to be. That's why it has to die. There's no way to be paid to it. It's an iser hanor chal on it, so it has to die. Really, it should be burnt, but that's not nice. It's a bizoyim to burn kachim. So therefore, we say yemosu.
But is it
both?
Because it had no
achrayis
for the.
Right, then so now says this can't be. Me the safer of his bryce is Reb Shimon. He says Reb Shimon is the Rosh of Behemah and Shlomo. The Rosh is not Shimon. The Rosh is not Reb Shimon Shita. So my answer is true. What Shlokesh means to say is the Kachim Kalim. We're talking about now Korban Shlomim. That's only Kachim Kalim. And that's the famous Shita. Believe it or not, it's Lili. The Yoma Kachim Momen Bailim Hu. Kachim Kalim Momen Bailim. He says Kachim Kalim is called Momen Bailim. It belongs to you. It's only given over after the Shechita, the Zrika, but before that it belongs to you. And the Gemara in Bava Metzia says, therefore, there's Nisar Anor involved. So therefore, it belongs to the owner. The owner owns it, that is Irin Adachas. Therefore, it's turned Sreifa, really. So therefore, there's no way to redeem it. Just we do not really burn it because it's a bizarre to Kachim. So therefore, we just let it die. So Moses says, what's coming out now according to Yerush Lakish? Avo Kachik Kadoshim. My, what do you want to say if it would have been a Korban Chattis or a Korban Oimah? That there, the owner does not own it. It's purely Shlal Shemayim. You want to say then, Yiftu, that you do not have to let it die, but rather wait till it becomes a Balmum, and then redeem it, and with the money buy another Korban. If so, other 20 states, what does the state say over here? So where's the case that we could save it? It says, Kotche Bedekabayis. If the animal doesn't have Kedusha's Korban, it's only meant to sell and give the money over, Yiftu, you could do that. Since it's belonged by Hegdish, not called Shlal Shlalot, it's called Shlal Shemayim, you could redeem it. So why do we have to jump to a case of Derek Abayis? Let's make a difference in Kachim, in regular Karbonis. The Medavim, when is it said that it has to die? The Kachim Kalim. only by Kotzen Kalam, by Kol Mishlomim, that it's Roman Bailam. Therefore, it's Torah Israel, because it's also Banor. Avul Kotzen Kadosh, if it would have been a Chattis or an Oilo, Yiftu, maybe then you could redeem it. So why does the price to skip to Bebek Abayis? It should have said clearly here. So the answer is, Kivon Dika Chattois. It doesn't want to say the case of Kotzen Kadoshim. Why? Because it depends. There's a Korban Chattis, that it's a special law from the Moshe Mitzinai, Shemeso Baleo. That if the owner of the Korban Chattis dies, there's a special law here, then Lamisos law. There's no way to redeem it, but rather you have to let it die. So since the Chattis has to be, has to die, we do not say Kotzen Kalim, Kotzen Kalim, we don't say Kotzen Kadoshim is different. Could be poison. Of course, not every case could. There's a Chattis that has to die. So if it looks like it's not 100% that every Kodesh Kodoshim could be saved, so therefore we jump. You know which case could be saved, but the Kabbais. So it says, Bishleim and Rabbi Yechon and Liyam Kodesh Lokesh Tichsid, Zerach Hashem Tureva. Rabbi Yechon is very good. He dashes the Pasek, it says clearly, Zerach Hashem Tureva, he dashes even the money has to be destroyed. Elo Rosh Lokesh, my time with Rabbi Yechon. Why doesn't Rosh Lokesh also dashen from this Pasek? That a Korban that's owned by a Rosh of Nehri Dachas has to die. The korban itself, the korban that's owned by Yerusha, Hashem does not want that to be brought. That's a tu'eva. Here the question is, let it become a balmum and sell it, and with the money buy a new korban. That's ishtani, that's something new. Shlokas says the puzzle doesn't say on that. On that you could bring the korban. So therefore, Shlokas has to explain this price. We're talking about Kotzen Kalim that belongs to the owner, and since he's from the Yerni Dachas, it's Torah Tzreifa. That's why the korban has to die. Rabbi Shimonon, we just asked in the price, Tehem Tachov Le Behemoth Bechor Maisa. Not a Bechor and not a Maisa Behemoth. That these two are not killed if it, even though it belongs to the Yerni Dachas. The question is, the Maya skin, what are we talking about? Ilaim bebit mimim, that it's a bechor, that's a tam, that could be brought for korban, and a maisa beim, that could be brought for korban. The marf shita, shlal shemayimu, it doesn't belong to the owner, it's a regular korban, so it's shal shemayim. Pshita you could eat it. But only if Shim's drosha for from behem techor. Ela babali mimu, talking about no, where this bechor has a mim on it. So for the gemara shlalaninu, why isn't it burnt? It's mamish property of the kayin. And if the kayin is a rosha that's part of the early dachas, or even if it's a tzaddik, but its property is burnt, so if so shlolem inu, it should be burnt. Sakad of Shimon say, we let the kayin eat the bechor. On Ravina Liyel and Bali Mumin. Yes, Ravina says we're talking about a Bali Mumin. And still he holds that this animal is saved, it's not burnt. Why? Because with Ash like this, Mi shenecha b'toros temtechor. Any animal that you're allowed to eat it any way you want. You can eat it b'toros temtechor like your meat. You can eat it like a regular piece of steak. But you also label it goes out of the chor or a maisa behema, even where it's a balmum, that's why maisa behema, the original owner eats it. Or if it's a bechor, the kohen eats it, shein nechol and b'toros temtechor. Still they have special laws that you cannot eat it like a regular behema. You cannot sell it in the regular marketplace or weigh it on the regular scales. Ela b'toros bechor maisa. There are special halachas yet that you still have to be nei kedusha with it, and you cannot use a regular scale or sell it in the marketplace. Therefore, that's not called Bentechor. That's a drosha of Bentechor and not Behemoth Bechor Maisa. Even though they're a Balmum, still the Kohen or the owner is allowed to eat it. That's Ravina's Pshat in Reb Shimon. Now the Gemara says, a plague of the Shmuel. Ravina argues on Shmuel that Shmuel learns different Pshat in Reb Shimon, that we're only talking about a Bechor, that's a Tam. But according to Shmuel, if it would be a Balmum, it would be burnt. Why? The Yom HaShmuel, Shmuel says like this. Hakil, Korev, everything is brought for Korbin, via Kol Nifta. Everything could be redeemed. That's his statement. My comma, what does Shmuel mean to say? Hochi comma. It means like this. In the first pasuk of Shlola, it has to belong to the Yerni Dachas and not Shlal Shemayim, means not a regular Korbin. I would have thought, Hochi comma. Kol She Korev Kishutam. Any behemoth that has Kedusha on it, that when it's Tam, it's okay, it's brought for Korbin. Venifta, Kishu Balmum. But when it becomes a Balmum, the Kedusha doesn't just fall off. You have to first be poyder it, redeem it. Such a Korban, Mishlal Yimayit, is not called owned by the Yerni Dachas, but rather it's Shlal Shemayim. But of the Chor and Mayis Debeim have a different halacha. V'chol Shekor of Kishutam, true, when the Bechor or the Mayis Debeim is a Tam, it's brought for Korban. But V'ena Nifta, Kishu Balmum, the special look here is when the Bechor becomes a Balmum, it automatically is permissible for the Kohen to eat it. He does not have to redeem it first. There's no din pidyon. Or Maisa Behema. When the owner's Maisa Behema becomes a Balmum, the owner has the right to eat it without pidyon. So Bishim says, you see, this does not Kedusha like a regular Korban. When it becomes a Balmum, the Kedusha goes off automatically. If so, Kishu Balmum, who going to call Maisa Behema Nafka. I need a person with Behema Nafka to teach me. Even now, when it's a Tam, you're allowed to eat it. It's saved. But according to Shmuel, only when it's a Tam, Rashi explains. But if it will be a Balmum, the Kedusha goes off completely, then its name is called Shalola, that it would be burnt. So according to Shmuel's Pshat and Reb Shimon, when can a Bechor be eaten? Only when it's a Tam, when it's really brought for the Korban. But if it's a Tam, if it's a Balmum, he owes the Kedusha goes off completely, it's called Shalala ear, that's destroyed, that's burnt.
If the Kedusha is done off, why?
The Torah gives it to the Kohen. The Kohen can do what he wants. He could give it to a Yisrael. It's his property now. If he wants to sell it to a Jew, he can do it. He doesn't have Kedusha on it now. He can sell it to another Jew. It's only is given over to him. It's a matana to the Kohen. But he can do what he wants with it.
Even the Balmum.
Yeah. That's what we're talking about. When it comes, right, when it comes to the Balmum, it remains the Kohen. You have to give it to the Kohen. It's a matana's kuna, right. That's the whole the chorus, right?
Without any kedusha,
right?
Whereas
right.
The tam could that be eaten by Israel if the Kohen gives it to Israel?
But tam is called kochim kalim. Kochim kalim could be eaten by Jew. Yes, yeah. Kochim kalim could be.
So there's no difference.
Well, kochim kalim has no kedusha on it. Has to be eaten only in Yerushalayim when you're Torah. Then it says trumas yikav. This is really our Mishnah. If there's any trum in the city of Nir Nidachat that says yikavu, mashmi do not burn it. But it's also banor, you have to let it rot away. It is chal, there's an issa of ir nedachas is chal on the truma. Therefore, it's also banor, you can eat it. But since it's kodesh, we give respect, we do not burn it, but rather we let it rot away. Amar Rav Chisda, lo shana vela truma biyad Yisrael. When is halacha talking about that we do not burn it? If it's truma biyad Yisrael, means he did not give it away yet. Then it's called kedusha, so it's saved. Avol truma biyad kain, but the truma was already given to the kain. It's not Mr. Kohen's money. He could do what he could eat it wherever he wants. Tisaraf, it's like real shlal of irni. Dachas that it's burnt. That's what the Chizda said. Moser Rabbi Yisrael, he asked a question. It says Alocha, Maisa Sheni the Kisvya Kodesh. If you have Maisa Sheni that belongs to a Jew or Kisvya Kodesh, he owns a Chumash or a Nach. Yignezu says the Mishnah, the what? You do not burn it, but rather you only bury it. The question is why. According to you, it should be the same thing. True also has Kedusha, just as given over to the Kohen, it's the Kohen Kedusha, like belongs to him. So Maisa Sheni also belongs to the Jew. And still it says we do not bury it, we do not burn it, but rather only bury it. Since it has Kedusha on it, even though it's owned by this Rosha, but still we bury it, we do not burn it. So it should be the same way by truma also. Even truma that belongs to a kohen should also just be buried. So Mar says, "True, you're right." Eli yitmet you learned abchizdi men hochi. This is what he meant to say. I'm not abchizdo. Lo ashanu melu truma biyat kohen. When do we say that it has to be buried? You cannot eat it only if the truma was already given to a kohen and the kohen lives in this ir nidachas. So then it has to be buried. Avol truma biyat Yisrael. But the truma is still in the hands of the Yisrael. So then the klal is tinosim lekohen shabir acheres. I'll tell you, he should do something with it. Let him give it to a kohen in another city. And then it'll be saved, you'll have to eat it. So when do we say it's like Osir Bano, you have to bury it? Only if it's Biyad Kohen. But if it's Biyad Yisrael yet, Mashmi, he does not own it yet. He has to give it away, so it's not called his property. Therefore, it's not called Yisrael Bano. He can give it away to a kohen in a different city, and he'll be able to eat it. First, he missed the question. I repaskan Tavis and Nozmamin. We owe the Yisrael that has the truma even before he gives it to a Kohen. Tavis HaNo is called Mamin. Even if it's Biyad Yisrael, it should be Yasub HaNo. Right. Here, at least this man, the Yom holds not like that. Chizda holds no. Chizda holds that this truma, if it's Biyad Yisrael, he did not give it away yet, since he himself cannot eat it. So it's not called Shalal yet, therefore he can give it to a Kohen in another city, and then he'll be saved. Tanan Hossim, we learned over there. Mishneh Sabraisa Pinanosim. Isa Shir Maisa Sheni. If you have dough that was made from wheat of Maisa Sheni, Ptura Minachala, Spata Minachala. So you say it's called Mam Gavoya, Spata Minachala. Tibur Rabbi Meir, you can eat it without taking off challah first. The Chavim Achayavim know it's called Mam and Hedjit, and therefore belongs to Machlokes of Ma'aseshenu Yerushalayim. There's only Machlokes in Yerushalayim itself. There's a Chomisah Yechayiv, because in Yerushalayim you could eat it, it belongs to you. The Ma'aseshenu Ma'aseshenu Ramu Gevoyu, even in Yerushalayim it's called Ramu Gevoyim, it's part of Chalon. But in Sabu, no, Mami Hegedu, it belongs to you, it's private money, like it's private dough, so it's Chayiv in Chalon. Ah, well, the Gvulin, but if this might the dough of Ma'aseshenu is outside Yerushalayim, you cannot eat it yet. The Rehako Potter. Everybody holds your Potter Menachala. It's not called belonging to you yet. It's Zicha called Mammon Gevaya. Therefore, your Potter Menachala. On this, Master Rav Yosef asks a question. It says, now, Mishnah, Maisa Sheni, the Kisvei Kodesh Yignizu. If you have Maisa Sheni in the Yoreh Dachas, in the city, it is also Bano, and therefore it's Yignizu. You have to bury it. You can't eat it. So the question is why? But Maya Skinin, which city are we talking about here that our Mishnah says Maisa Sheni is also Bano? Just that you bury it, I was covered of the Kedusha of Ma'aseh Sheni. You lie with Yishlayim, if we're talking about Yishlayim, so therefore it would be good. It goes according to Chomim, to that's Mammon Hedjit, and that's why it's also Banor. It can't be. May ever Yirni Dachas, does Yishlayim ever become Yirni Dachas? For Tani, we learned. Asara Dvorim, Nemu Yishlayim, there are 10 special laws about Yishlayim. The Duachas, and these are one of them is, Eina Nasa Yirni Dachas. Yishlayim can never be destroyed. Even if rogue people, their worship of Avodah Zarah, the special law of Yishlayim, we cannot destroy. So we can't be talking about Yishlayim here. Se'eviyelo b'yirachel, it's talking about it came Ma'aseh Sheni from another city. And still the Mishnah says that it's also Banor. So you see, the Chur belongs to you. So what do you want to answer me? V'yasku l'gavor, that you brought it into Yishlayim. So that's why it's toin Sreifa, because it was brought into Yishlayim. The Gemara says, no, Hokatul Mechitzes, the such halacha that any Ma'aseh Sheni is brought into Yerushalayim, the Mechitzes are clear, like grabs it, that once it's Chal Heter Achila, if you brought it in there before you became Yerni Dachas, later when you become Yerni Dachas, it does not become Asa Banor. Even though we're still going to see it's only the Rabbonic halacha, so the Ran explains that the halacha before, Nichse Rishoyim is only burnt if it's tikvot, if you can bring it back into the city and bury it there. But here there's a lachem with Rabbonin that once Ma'aseh Sheni was brought into Yerushalayim, you're not supposed to take it out. So since you're not supposed to take it out, it's not called tikvot. It can't be brought back into the city, therefore it's not destroyed. So Moses says, so it can't be Ma'aseh Sheni that came into Yerushalayim, because if it came into Yerushalayim, why is it yigma? It's to bury it, it's mutatit. El Allah b'gvulim. We're talking about the Ma'aseh Sheni is outside in another city, in an ir dachas. And the Mishnah says clearly it's supposed to be buried. So you see, it is Chal and Issa here in Edachas on it. You see, it belongs to them. It's not called Mamun Gevoya. It's a Kashan of Chizda. He said any Ma'aseh Sheni. That the Ma'aseh Sheni became Tomei. So what? Well, if we can, let's be pointed with now in Yerushalayim. You can still eat it and sell and use the money. The Omri of Lazar. How do I know that Ma'aseh Sheni became Tomei? Even inside Yerushalayim. Usually Ma'aseh Sheni, when it comes to Yerushalayim, you have to eat it there. You can't redeem it into money. But if it's Tomei, you could. Talmud Pasuk says, Lo'isuch al sheis, so you can't carry it up. So with Darshan, V'ein sheis, Elo achil, it means eat it. But in a case where you can't eat the Ma'aseh Sheni, Shenem, Pasuk says, V'yisam ha'sleis, me'es tonav. So it means food, portions. So any time you cannot eat the Ma'aseh Sheni became Tomei, you're allowed to be poiderit. So if the Ma'aseh Sheni became Tomei, so what? Be poiderit. So we're talking about Ma'askinon, Pulakuach. We're talking about that this Ma'aseh Sheni was not the original Paris. It was the money that you redeemed the Paris onto. And you took the money and you bought all the food with it. So that food is not strong enough to be poider anymore.